This goes to Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, fax 989-463-9381, and Troy Novak, Novak, PAC, fax 989, and then leave the rest of it blank, regarding Nancy, middle initial J like Julia, Peska, P-E-S-K-A, date of birth 9/28/1942. Dear Dr. Akkad and Troy, this is a consultation for Mrs. Peska, who was referred for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels starting in December of 2023. The patient does have non-small cell sarcomatoid spindle cell variant of lung cancer, and she was treated with Keytruda up until the last year, and that was stopped in March of 2023. And she's been told that she is in remission currently. However, she did have dissected the thoracic aortic abdominal aneurysm at the arch, and that did require emergency flight down to Ann Arbor and surgical correction, and also thoracic aneurysm repair, artery aneurysm repair. And that was also, she had a capital T, capital E, capital V like Victor, capital A, capital R, procedure done 1/2/24 in Ann Arbor. And she follows with the surgeons in that area. She will be having a blood vessel scan soon to check the calcifications in blood vessels and arteries and patency of grafts and repair of the aneurysms. She did have severe anemia and required some blood transfusions in January of this year. And also she's been seeing Dr. Akkad and has received epigen-type medications to build the blood. She believes her last hemoglobin was up over 10, and that would be the goal, to keep it between 10 and 11.5. She's much less tired now and denies any signs or symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease at this point. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have clear urine without cloudiness or blood, minimal nocturia, 1 to 2 times per night, if that, no edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history, left lung carcinoma treated with Keytruda, anemia, iron deficiency type, also secondary to blood loss this year, hypertension, angina, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, thoracic aortic aneurysm dissection, and mild hyponatremia. Past surgical history, she had the thoracic aneurysm repair January of 2024, left breast biopsy that was benign, bunionectomy in 2015, a DNC, EGD, and a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral scalping oophorectomy, bilateral wrist reconstruction surgeries, lung biopsy 2018, and the T, capital T like Tom, E, capital V, capital A, capital R, 1/2/22. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She smoked very lightly, about a half a pack of cigarettes per day, but quit in 1992. She occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. She is married, lives with husband, and she is a retired teacher. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, aortic aneurysm, but no family history of carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Cipro, aspirin, Darvon, and Sulfa. Medications, vitamin B complex 1 daily, carvedilol 12.5 milligram twice a day, ferrous sulfate 325 milligram once daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, Atarax is 10 milligrams as needed for anxiety, Patanol eye drops, one drop to each eye daily, Zocor 40 milligram daily, amlodipine 5 milligram daily, Losartan is 25 milligram daily. She was previously on 50 milligram daily, and then that was stopped after the hospitalization and the surgical repair of the thoracic aneurysm, and that has been resumed due to high blood pressure with improved blood pressure control, and it's been resumed at half the previous dose of 25 milligram a day. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 126 pounds, pulse 69, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 56. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Uvula midline. Neck is supple. There's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur noted. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses. No pulsatile areas, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill. Pulses 2 plus bilaterally, no lesions. And a few varicose veins are noted on her lower legs. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 5th of 2024. Creatinine was 1.36, estimated GFR 39, sodium low at 131, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 22, calcium is 8.6, 228, her hemoglobin is 9.5, platelets mildly low, 134,000, white count normal, and 1/5 of 24, the hemoglobin was 7. Platelets were 83,000. White count was normal. And creatinine 12/22 of 23, 1.23 with estimated GFR of 44. And 5/23 of 23, creatinine is 0.8 with normal GFR greater than 60. But she did have a low albumin of 2.7. Everything else was in the normal range. Corrected calcium would be 9.0. And assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with progression starting in December of 2023. We are going to repeat all labs now. And after the labs return, we will determine how often they should be done on a regular basis. We're going to schedule her for renal arterial Doppler studies in ELMA to rule out renal artery stenosis. She's on 4 different antihypertensives, and the blood pressure was very uncontrolled until Losartan was restarted. So that study will be done to see if further intervention may be needed in that area. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.